This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. The Reverend Scotty McLennan sets out the thesis of his new book in the four succinct words of its title, Jesus Was a Liberal. That's a loaded label, but McLennan says you don't have to read the Gospels very deeply to find a man whose teachings weren't just liberal, but outright radical.
Probably the most radical were all the things he said in the Sermon on the Mount, like turn the other cheek. Also, not just love your neighbor, but love your enemies. Those seem to be pretty radical statements.
Such bold pronouncements were a dramatic departure from the eye-for-an-eye stance advocated in the Old Testament. McLennan suggests that it shows another side of Jesus that he shared with other historic religious figures, as a mystic.
All of the great religious leaders, the Buddha, Moses, and Muhammad, and others, had these very profound mystical moments where they've learned insights that they brought to the rest of us as founders of their tradition. So I do think of Jesus as filled with the Spirit of God and able to have the kind of mystical insights, and indeed he was a mystic.
McLennan, now in his ninth year as Dean of Religious Life at Stanford University, has subtitled his book, Reclaiming Christianity for All. He says he finds little scriptural basis for the cultural conflicts now being promulgated by leaders of the so-called religious right.
All in all, there's very, very little said in the Bible as a whole about an issue like homosexuality, and there's virtually nothing said about abortion. There's a little bit in the Old Testament on a woman who's injured while she's pregnant and loses her fetus and the requirement to pay a fine for having forced her to abort, but there's no implication there of murder.
Countering those who view the Bible as literal and infallible, McLennan refers readers to the words and actions of an important original source, Jesus himself.
A lot of the Bible was not meant to be read literally. Jesus' parables, lots of metaphors that are used throughout the Bible. But Jesus himself was not a literalist. And Paul once said, it's not the letter, but the spirit. The letter kills, the spirit gives life. You look at Jesus, for example, breaking one of the Ten Commandments, which was a very serious thing to do. He thought it was humane to heal people on the Sabbath, and also he let his disciples glean food that they needed in the fields on the Sabbath, and he was criticized by the religious authorities of his time for that. And his response was the Sabbath was made for humankind and not humankind for the Sabbath.
Today, 20% of Americans self-identify as liberal Christians, McLennan notes. He offers his book as a source for talking points to help them define and defend their faith.
I'm trying to produce dialogue. Get us beyond the culture wars, this idea that it's the religious right versus the secular left. There are a lot of us in between who consider ourselves moderate, progressive, liberal Christians, and I'm hoping that we can provide the bridge because there's a lot that's really important that's said by conservative Christians about how to live our lives, our family lives, our moral lives, and there's a lot of critical importance that's said by atheists about the risks of irrationality and religion turning violent and turning bigoted. So my hope is to bridge that.
Some of that dialogue may unfold at the Glaser Center in Santa Rosa tonight when Scotty McLennan reads from and talks about his book beginning at 7 p.m. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.